B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mask.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mask.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Popped up into right, Renfro charging in, and that will do it. Red Sox make it 7 consecutive victories. Alex Cora's team with a 2-game lead over the New York Yankees for the top wild card spot in the American League. And now it's the Sox and the Yankees coming at you.
The Sox and Yanks coming at you in the yellow jerseys. Murray, how do you feel about that?
I think Rob Manfred should step in and not allow them to wear them. I mean, you want to wear them at home to wrap up this homestand for the regular season. Fine, so be it. I think it really stems from their lack of intestinal fortitude. They know deep down they're really not that good, so they need every little edge that they can get right now. Never mess with a winning streak, Murray. Like, I get it. Yep, fine. Wear them at home. But when you go on the road next week, nope, no. Not allowed. You're not allowed, and you're certainly not allowed to wear them in the postseason. And I would say, so it's my, I get my backup because I just hate how they look. I mean, the sport is tough enough for me to watch anyway, but to tune in and be like, why do you look like UCLA, and I know what they're about, and I know it has to do with Marathon Monday. And if you want to wear them on Marathon Monday like they did, fine, for the one-off. But right now, night after night, you look like fools. It's stupid. And let me finish. If I'm Rob Manfred, seriously, from a business standpoint, there's going to be more eyes on this team because it does look like they're going to make the playoffs. So you're going to get, you know, the casual fan tuning in, or maybe like an old grump, like, you know, the people that watch baseball, your 70-year-olds, but the guy maybe hasn't been paying attention all year, and then he tunes into the wild card game, and he thinks that the world has changed far too much in this last few years anyway. He thinks the world's becoming like a freak show. He tunes in to watch his Red Sox, and they look like yellow and blue disasters. I'm pissed, and I turn it off. It's bad for business. You've got to go back to your regular uniforms. You're the Red Sox. Red Sox. Stop dressing like UCLA. You look like idiots.
This might be one of my favorite Murray takes ever. The commissioner's got all kinds of problems. Pitch clock, bigger bases, the shift. Now I got to eliminate the uniforms the Red Sox are wearing.
They look like idiots.
The commissioner's got to deny them the job. The commissioner's got to reject this. Like, I love them. Keep going. Wear them every freaking night. Ride it like a freaking horse. Ride it. Ride it as far as it'll take you. You sucked 3 weeks ago. You were so freaking bad. You came home. You'd won a couple in a row in Seattle. You put the uniforms on. You played the best game you played in a long time on Friday night. Right out of the gate, I said, leave them on. Leave those mothers on. Leave them on. Keep wearing them. And I'll tell you what, even if you lose a game, keep wearing them. Wear them for a while until you start losing again. They look like a different team now again. I don't know that I've ever seen a team as schizo in the span of about 6 weeks as this club. They have gone from being a 102-win team to absolute positive suckbags who couldn't, the gang that couldn't shoot straight, and now they look like a real baseball team again with a real roster. And I know there was a COVID thing in there, but keep wearing them. Whatever it is that's in those blue and yellow threads, keep wearing them. Believe in it. Just ride it. I'm not superstitious, but if they're going to play like that, keep wearing them.
First of all, I love the uniforms. I think they're sharp, gorgeous. They pop. I think there's nothing wrong with those. I think they're tremendous. Okay? And I am surprised that Major League Baseball, apparently, according to reports, will allow them to wear them in the postseason.
Yeah.
So this used to be a thing where you couldn't wear your alternates in the postseason, but now I guess you can, which is good. You should. Like, why would they ever not let you screw around with jerseys?
Maybe they're starting to actually understand it a little.
Like, get it. Like, you, like, the NBA, even all the way up to the game 6 of the NBA Finals, the Bucks are screwing up, and everyone, alternates, thirds, fourth, like, every NBA team now has, it feels like, 6 or 7 different iterations of their effing uniform, and they're allowed to screw around with them all the way up to the last game of the NBA Finals. They don't care. And so baseball's finally gotten with it. It's taken them a while. So I think in the past you weren't able to wear alternates.
And at the heart of it, it's just a cash grab, too, for the leagues and the teams. Just wear your regular effing uniforms. Again, you want to have your one-offs for a special one day like the marathon? Fine. But to wear them into the postseason is just dumb.
Why are you so against it, Murray? Why are you so against those jerseys?
Because I don't like how they look more than anything else. And it does seem like that, that it has brought them some luck. And frankly, I'd like my workday to end at 6.
So you're just still down on the Red Sox, aren't you?
Yeah, I turned on them. And it's the nerd thing, too, because now the nerds and their nerd god, Heim Bloom, like, he's the one that's the most responsible for turning things around. And I know we'll get to it with Tyler Milliken, who works in the Midday Show, and him spouting off this week and how he's holier than thou and smarter than you. And you baseball fans, you old grumps, don't get it anymore because the game has changed. Like, I hate what it's turned into and how the nerds have taken it over and nerdified the whole sport. So I was into it early. Then they screwed up the trade deadline. You lost me there. I put the nail in the coffin, and that's where I'm staying. So I hate the uniforms because they brought them luck, and I want them to go away.
I like that. I like that. The nerd god. That is god of the nerds.
So this sort of brings me to my second item, which is here come the Yankees. And the Murray, I know why you've turned against the Red Sox, because guys like Milliken and Carrabas make you want to root against the team.
That's for sure.
I mean,
they really do.
Like the way they follow a team and support a team is such a turnoff that you want their team to lose. So you're rooting against them more than the team.
I said it to Maz before, maybe on this show. They don't care about the sport. They care about the paperwork. People like that don't care about stolen bases. They care about spreadsheets.
And there's that. And then there's just the homerism, the fanboy sort of nature of...
Oh, well, right. Yeah, the blur, you idiots. See, Heim got it right. After this team blows the huge lead in the division, they screw up the trade deadline. I still believe that they screwed up the trade deadline. And they still, mathematically, could miss the playoffs. And you're going to blah now?
So this is what I'm talking about. But I, unlike them, and most of you, as I like to say, I'm a higher form. I've evolved beyond you people. I will let the scoreboard dictate who wins or loses the argument, where they won't. You know, they'll go to weighted batting average plus or whatever. Weighted ones created plus or BABIP or some sort of advanced metric to tell you that Heim Bloom got it right, you know, no matter what. I'll just let the scoreboard dictate. But now here we have it. It's right here in front of us, isn't it, folks? Here come the Yankees. The Yankees were bold at the deadline. You took a much softer approach. Now the Millikens of the world are acting like Heim Bloom nailed it. And it's the reason the Red Sox are here, while Cashman and the Yankees really didn't do much and their moves were busts. And this is why they're out. But they're not out. The Yankees are in. As if they ended, if the playoffs began today, the Yankees are in. And it's instructive to just go back to the deadline and give the full scoreboard. Here's the scoreboard since the trade deadline. Since the trade deadline, and since the Yankees added Gallo and Rizzo, the Yankees are 33-19. At the trade deadline, they were 8.5 games out of first place and out of the postseason. They were 3.5 out of the wild card. Again, 33-19, 3.5 games out of the wild card. Now they're in the wild card. Since the trade deadline, the Red Sox have just now gotten above 500. They're 25-24 since the deadline. At the time of the deadline, they were 1.5 up in the American League. They had the best record in the American League. And now they're a wild card team. So who's been better since the trade deadline?
The Yankees.
It's not even close.
No, the Yankees have been better. I mean, people want to completely ignore the ramifications of both teams at that deadline. And because the Yankees were in front of the Red Sox and now they're a couple of games behind, everybody wants to say, ah, see? And the fact is, the Yankees have played a lot better than you since the deadline.
They were dead in the water.
They were totally dead in the water. The trade deadline completely revived that team.
Save their ass. Rizzo and the trade deadline revitalized the team and is the entire reason why this series means something. Meanwhile, at the time of the deadline, you had the best record in the American League. You were game and a half up in first place in your division. And you butcher the trade deadline. Now you're a wild card team, but you're acting like it's some sort of win? Oh, see, I want these people to lose too, Murray.
Yeah, it's...
They're just fanboys. So it's like, well, why are you talking to some fanboy? Like, they're not even to discuss it. I'm willing to discuss it on its merits.
They make it very difficult.
Which is why I've told you, if we get to Monday, October 4th, after the last regular season game, and the Red Sox are in and the Yankees are out, I will concede that, well, Chaim Bloom had it right. Even though they lost first place, and even though the trade deadline saved the Yankees and saved their season, I'll be a man about it and say, if the Red Sox are in and the Yankees are out, Chaim Bloom had it right. If, however, this is my take revision. If, however, the Yankees are in and it's you and the Yankees, oh, no, we still got a game to go, fanboy. We still got a game to go. Because, again, at the trade deadline, the Yankees were dead in the water. Dead in the water. And if they end up being a playoff team, again, 33-19 since the trade deadline. And if they end up riding that into the postseason and then they beat you on Tuesday night, you lose. Will you be able to take it? Will you be able to take the loss, baby? Baby boy? I don't know if they will.
No, they
won't be able to take it. But are you kidding me?
But I will. If the Red Sox beat the Yankees in the play-in game, I'll fully say the next day, Chaim Bloom had it right. The Yankees didn't quite do what they needed to do, and that's the scoreboard. I'll do it. Will you?
No, Mike, you already know what the spin will be. Well, given what the expectations were ahead of the season anyway, that they even made the playoffs in the first place, even though they ended up losing to the Yankees, it's still a successful season. That's going to be the narrative.
Yeah, and I'm not going to accept that either. I need to see them get into the division round and then push Tampa Bay. That's what I need. I don't need them to win the series. But if they get into the Tampa Bay series and they get their asses kicked, I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
What if they beat the Yankees in the play-in game?
Okay, so...
You got to give them something.
I don't have to give them anything, Mike.
I think you're being unreasonable.
No, I'm not being unreasonable. They were in first place at the deadline. They were in first place. The team warranted a significant upgrade.
But being in first place get you to the divisional round. If they end up in the divisional round, then all things are equal.
Okay, but you might have had home field. They talk about the importance of home field over there all the time and how it means something to them. Maybe they would have had home field. Maybe they'd have been able to set up their pitching, which is another big thing. I'm not ignoring those details. They were huge. All they did was tell us for 20 years about how it was important to play in their ballpark and important to set up their pitching staff. And now all of a sudden they're going to get in the wild card game, and even if they eke it out and win it, get their ass kicked in the next round, no good. And again, I'm not telling you I need a great performance in the division series. I'll know it when I see it. If they play their best and lose, I can live with it. If they get there and get their asses kicked and Kyle Schwarber's making errors at first base, no good.
I love these dorks talking like the Yankees or fanboys. Not like the Yankees butchered the deadline. They're 33-19 since the deadline. It saved their season and made this weekend coming up possible. Without it, they're not even here. So what are you talking about? Little baby boy, fanboy, or nerd, as the case may be. Kravis is the first thing, Milliken's the second. They're the target today.
No, I'm in.
And I refuse to believe you both actually like these uniforms with the Brazil jersey.
Oh, no, I do.
The
they pop.
UN helmet.
They pop.
Ugh.
Good unis.
I do like the shade of blue, Murray. I'm not kidding.
Good unis.
The blue I like.
It has nothing to do with the Red Sox.
I disagree.
That's kind of why I like it.
I disagree. I think the Red Sox are tied into the marathon, and it's a complete Boston thing, and it's a good tie-in, and the unis are legit. Unis are great.
Keep wearing them.
I would too if I were them.
Keep wearing them.
I want the Yankees to come up with something for this weekend on their own. All right, we'll pick it up with your calls right after these words. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How long are you going to keep wearing those yellow uniforms?
We'll wear them tomorrow.
Bogarts up next, swinging a high fly ball center field. Nemo's back and turning. This one is gone. There's number 30 for Schwarber. There's another one. High deep drive right field. Pilar back to the bullpen. Gone!
is. I know another yellow Sox also, but I mean, we need wins right now. So if it's yellow, it's yellow.
Reaction. That's it well to right field. Pilar on the run. Long run. Now the run is in. Iglesias round second. And if the third is the throw, that gets by. That went into the dugout. The run will score. Sox get two on that as the Mets throw it around. It is 9-1.
To wear them in the postseason, that's a change from MLB. It's a good change. They should let them wear them. All right, I'll mix in your Red Sox calls here with our football stuff. Let's mix in a little bees there as well. Here's back to your call
just real quick. So yeah. Again, Mike, like, you like historical things about sports. Like, you want to see that one game playoff, the pinstripe Yankees, say it's in New York. You know, they have the home field advantage in that wild card game, the pinstripes against the yellow and blue Red Sox. Like, that would look so stupid.
I mean, what can I tell you? I don't want baseball to become the NBA where it's a different jersey every third night.
This is what they're doing.
But I just think those particular uniforms are so sharp that
nothing's sacred anymore.
I'm all for it. Look, I mean, you're right. Yeah, well, I'd hate to see the Packers show up for an NFC title game with, like,
What are their color rush unis?
So they would go white on white. They were really sharp. They were
But that old one, that terrible throwback
the
brown.
Hate those.
And, yeah.
Hate them.
Like boxes.
And if they had a playoff game in those, I'd feel offended. I would. As a traditional franchise, you're right. Red Sox aren't my team. So I can just look at it as a neutral thing and say, well, those uniforms are pretty sharp. And if they're working, you know, that's probably the most important thing.
I don't mind them in this case because I think it was a, we're going to wear them. We got hot. We're going to keep wearing them. And so,
and I think there's a reason, you know, like, there is a reason, and the marathon is tied to the Red Sox. I'm sorry. And it's a Boston thing. And so, like, I think there's good meaning behind the uniforms. It's not just a cool design that they thought would sell well, you know, like, even though I'm sure it is.
Yeah, nothing sacred anymore. It's everything's just goofy. Wear the paper hats. Like when you go to Dick's Last Resort, yeah, wear those for the homestand continues this weekend, the blue tops, and just have paper hats instead. Put funny pictures on them and stuff too. Whee!
Murray, nothing's been sacred for a long, long time.
You think you actually think the commissioner should step in, Murray?
Yep. Rob Manfred should make the call and say, I'm putting a stop to this because it's bad for business. We're going to get more eyes on this team as they head to the postseason. People that maybe haven't watched all season, they want to watch the Red Sox in their classic uniforms. They tune in and they think they're watching UCLA baseball. What is this crap?
If they did that, they'd get ripped. They'd get ripped because we always say baseball has stayed stuffy, you know, too old, too traditional. They need to get with the times. They need to get a little more creative. I let it go.
Yep, let's all have a lemon party over at Fenway.
Back to the calls. Harry in the car. Go ahead, Harry.
So, please, will you guys focus on the uniforms? Because all year, when you focused on the Red Sox, you've been wrong. Oh, don't bring back Cora. Sale ain't going to be ready this year. He's going to be playing useless games. Oh, get me Bauer. Get me Kluber. Oh, how come they didn't get Rizzo? Dalbach sucks. He was Rookie of the Month. I think he might be Rookie of the Year.
No, he's not. He's not going to be Rookie of the Year.
All year you guys said they suck. So please, talk about the uniforms because you were wrong all year. Now you're making excuses. Oh, the record from All-Star Game. Yeah, so what? It's a whole season. Did you check out the Red Sox record in September versus the Yankees record in September?
Okay, Harry, good luck this weekend. I hope you win.
I'm starting to think Harry sucks.
Here's Alan in Florida. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, first of all, by the way, you don't have to worry about your Packers wearing uniforms in the championship game.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. You know, Murray, I mean, sometimes I've heard unlistenable radio. I've heard moronic talk before, but you really take the cake.
Alan, just real quick. Alan, I was legitimately thinking of you today because you turned your back on them. You took a nail.
I absolutely did.
I'm wondering where you are.
Okay, that's true. But I am also a Bostonian, and the marathon, what happened, meant a lot to me. So when they're taking that into the marathon, I don't care about winning streaks. I'm not superstitious. When they wear that, and it has to do with the marathon, and it's all Boston, then it means a lot to me. And I don't care if they wear them for the next 40 years. whether they win or lose. And I'm still upset about the trading deadline. But you got to give them a due. This series is the talk of the world right now. Really, I mean, it's taking over in most cities.
Yeah, I don't know how to go that far,
Alan. I'll just stop you there because
it means a lot to me too. So this is the thing.
When I turn over to Red Sox talk, it's the same two guys. It's Harry and Alan. I hate to break it to you.
For them to wear it on Marathon Monday is a nice gesture for that day, to pay homage to what happened on that day. And by the way, you know, for 18 years, Major League Baseball did not allow the Mets or Yankees to wear first responder caps on 9/11. So now, there's an inconsistency here. So we just had this week of yellow nonsense, and Jimmy pointed out yesterday they started winning before they were wearing them.
Okay, but I have a beef too, and not that you care, but let me just give you 10 seconds on it. The Brewers have not been allowed to wear the great old MB logo the last 3 years in the postseason because that was considered an alternate uniform. So they couldn't wear the greatest logo in the history of sports. Do you hear that? They weren't able to wear that logo because it was a secondary thing. So what the Brewers did is they changed it back to their primary uniform so they could wear it in the postseason.
So they got around it.
But now Major League Baseball's changed their mind. You can wear your alternates in the postseason, I guess.
Maybe they're growing.
Well, what can I tell you? Anyway, go ahead.
No, so Murray says it's an inconsistency. I would say no, it's a change is what it is. If they go back and forth, that's inconsistency. A change, it means they're going to allow something that they didn't allow before. And again, listen, I love the Red Sox traditional uni. I think it's a great uniform. I wouldn't mess with it at all. And I like their road uni, too.
Now you're ready to throw it all away.
Nope, but you know what? Screw it. This team sucked so bad for 6 weeks. They started playing a lot better as soon as they put these suckers on.
Coming up next, a reason for you all to be Yankee fans this weekend. Don't go anywhere in update first.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You are a sorry lot. You are a sad, sorry lot.
98.5.
Literally pathetic.
The Sports Hub.
It'll be an 0-2 to Trevino. Yankees are now one strike away. And Chapman's pitch. Struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. And the Yankees win the ball game by the score of 7-3, and they are now even on the loss side with Toronto. They both have 67. Boston is 65. They're the number one wild card. And the Yankees go to Boston and play three games. We shall see.
Yes, we shall. Yes, we shall. At the trade deadline, the Yankees were 8.5 games out of first place. They were 3.5 games out of the playoffs. Since the trade deadline, they're 33-19, and if the playoffs started tonight, they'd be in. Yet the Red Sox fanboys and nerds are acting like they failed at the deadline or something? Based on what?
They haven't failed at the deadline. They've been overall one of the better teams in the second half.
They put them right back into the race. It's made this weekend mean something.
Yeah, but what's Rizzo done over the last few weeks compared to Bobby Dahl back and Kyle Schwarber? You put their numbers together, they got an answer for everything.
Yeah, but Murray, and I'm sorry to cut you off, I spit on that one too, and I'll tell you why. Because if the Red Sox were sold on Dahlbeck, why did they bring in Schwarber? And then beyond that, why did they bring in Travis Shaw?
Uh-huh.
So the Red Sox also thought that Bobby Dahlbeck wasn't going to get the job done. Hmm. Now, the fact that it took the turn it did is a great story. Good for Dahlbeck. I don't root against him. But when I said that he sucked in the at the time that he was, he did suck. I don't take that back. He's turned his whole season around. And by the way, Schwarber at first base. Yeah, Maz, how do you feel about Dahlbeck being out of the lineup now? Schwarber had two homers last night. Because I said I didn't like Dahlbeck being on the bench last night. Okay? I said I didn't like Schwarber being at first base is what I actually said.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with Schwarber being in the lineup. He botched a play at first base last night. They got away with it. And somehow it didn't get reviewed. But he took his foot off the bag before he caught the ball.
God forbid, kiddos. Red Sox, Yankees. Yankees win. Rizzo makes a play at first. You don't want that. Because that will actually be a result in the scoreboard. Now, can you be man enough to say the result dictates what went right and what went wrong? I will. Yankees lose that game. If the Yankees don't get in or lose that wild card game, I'll own up. Say, Chaim Bloom had it right. You guys had it right. No problem. Will you do the same if it goes the other way? I love it. I love it. You can't bring yourself to do it. Because you're either a fanboy or you're a fanboy. That's it. So, like, are you at the adult table or are you giving these guys nicknames and wearing yellow jerseys? You know, like, what are you?
I thought it was fanboy and nerd.
Well, fanboy and nerd, but...
sort of the same thing.
Well, so, again, you want to root for the Yankees? Just listen to Tyler Milliken talk about Red Sox baseball. He's a producer on the Midday Show. What was he at today? What was he got for the nail in the coffin people there, Stu? What do you have today?
Beto, you're not one of the people. You never said the season was over for them. And I want to make that clear. You were not on that bandwagon.
Thank you.
You were. I know you were worried. That's fine.
I was concerned, but I said, they're not. They're still in this thing.
You didn't put the nail in them, unlike a certain crew.
I wouldn't take the nail.
And they all put the nail in and continue to dig and call these guys frauds and say they weren't as good as they were. And they just, the minute they could flip on the Chaim Bloom train.
I think they did get pouty, though, in the middle of the season.
So when he's talking about the Red Sox, not us, I don't think. But Milliken was definitely talking about you, Murray.
Oh, he certainly was. Yes, because I did tweet the other day. Because what he said the other day was, I thought, legitimately, like, offensive. I'll give the kid credit. He evoked an emotion out of me, which is all we're ever really hoping to do when we get in front of a microphone. So good job, Milliken. Because I tweeted immediately when I heard him saying, like, baseball fans around here are idiots. I tweeted, Milliken makes me hope the Red Sox lose every game by 10 runs. Because his holier-than-thou rant, this is the first time I heard that was funny today, but this holier-than-thou rant he had the other day on Zolak and Bertrand is why people like me mostly despise what baseball has become. It's not about the game for people like him. It's about the math. And that's not why I watch sports. It's never why I'm going to watch sports. I watch to be wowed, brute strength, sheer athleticism, clutchness. I don't watch for math. Like he does.
Well, you mean you weren't entertained in math class, Murray?
Oh, God. I was half asleep. I mean, radio for a reason.
Geometry, trigonometry, those didn't entertain you?
What else did our guy Milliken have today?
The narrative that people want to flip on Chaim Bloom, you get dunked on again and again and again. I don't know when these people are going to learn, but he's going to keep dunking on you and you're going to keep looking like clowns.
All right.
So this is the one, too. Like, he and his ilk, they love Chaim Bloom, their nerd god. They think their nerd god, Chaim, I get the tweets. I see them, guys. Chaim, their nerd god, they think is more responsible for wins than someone like Chris Sale. That's the truth. That's what bothers me. And that's what should bother people that grew up loving the sport. Because they think Chaim Bloom is more responsible for the wins in this turnaround in recent weeks than the actual players.
I'll tell you one thing I will give Chaim Bloom credit for. He called Schwarber probably the most impactful bat that was dealt at the deadline. I think he's right. Schwarber's been dynamite. With the bat, when he played, it took him 2 weeks to get out there, and he hasn't really played first base much. And again, botched another play last night, along with a play that cost him a game in Seattle. But offensively, he's been good.
Since the trade deadline. At the deadline, the Red Sox were 8.5 games up on the Yankees. Right now, they are slated to play the wild card game.
The narrative that people want to flip on Chaim Bloom, you get dunked on again and again and again. I don't know when these people are going to learn, but he's going to keep dunking on you and you're going to keep looking like clowns.
All right.
Let's just wait to see the scoreboard. That's my point. Like, it's good. It's all going to play out. They're coming in for 3 games. If it all goes the way we're hoping, then they'll face each other on Tuesday for the play-in game. And that'll be that's who dunks on who.
Okay, but you understand it. The reason why I disagree with you on just the Yankees game, for me, it's not singularly about the Yankees. Like, I understand people are saying that, but for me,
it's just so black and white. For me, it's clear cut. That's what I need, simplicity.
I know, but at the time, they were first place in the division. They were ahead of everybody. So I don't just let them off the hook because all of a sudden they're going to beat the Yankees. Like, they should beat the Yankees based on where they were at the deadline.
Now they're also trying to shove Hansel Robles down my throat, too.
I got that one last night.
Oh, my God. So, like,
to Carrabba's credit, though, you did ask him, do you trust him in a big spot? And he was like, no. And he shouldn't. That guy's an arsonist.
So, you know, I have no use for the Yankees, no love for the – I grew up hating the Yankees like you did. Like, I got no – I love rooting against the Yankees. I got nothing for the Yankees. Listen to Tyler Milliken. Makes me want to root for the Yankees.
The narrative that people want to flip on Chaim Bloom, you get dunked on again and again and again. I don't know when these people are going to learn, but he's going to keep dunking on you, and you're going to keep looking like clowns.
All right.
That is a great line.
Isn't it?
Oh, no. And I will say that be careful because this should be – the Red Sox really don't have to do a lot this weekend. You know, just don't –
Win one.
Right. Don't get swept. Don't get swept.
All right. I promise your call's on everything right after these words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Mass.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, good. And you? Oh, yeah, I have a landline. This is my landline, yep.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's just a lack of feel from the fans to understand, you know, Chaim Bloom, the front office, how it works. And that, I get it.
Is that what it is?
I do.
So the Boston fan base is an ignorant fan base.
For the most part, yes. I think the Red Sox fan base, you had people calling up on this station screaming about Anthony Rizzo, sobbing, absolutely crying like he was the player he was a few years ago. It's been clear. Anybody could tell by at this point, if Anthony Rizzo was on this team and you had chose to make that deal, the Red Sox would not even be in contention at this point. That's what it is. Before the season, none of these people, they all thought the Red Sox were going to at best be, you know, 81 and 81, maybe 84 wins. They surprised everyone and played out ahead of it. No one wanted to give them credit. But the minute they started playing and proving people wrong, everyone flipped the switch just like that.
I'm really starting to think this contest does need to be the 10 contestants with Milliken in a room as he talks baseball. And the last one standing gets the ticket.
That was the best line of the year.
That was the cut.
That was Scott Zolak. So we give away these Brady tickets every show next week, right? I have to come up with these contest ideas. Zoe's idea is put 10 people in a room, make them listen to Tyler Milliken talk about baseball, and the guy who can take it the longest wins the tickets. War of attrition, like death march.
Good idea.
People dropping like flies. Listen to that guy talk baseball. But that's the modern baseball fan, right, Murray?
Yeah, and I give him credit because I heard that, and I know I wasn't alone because they got a lot of angry calls on Zolak and Bertrand after he said that. Like, you don't get it. You don't understand. No, the old baseball fans, you don't get it. I was in my car. I'm like, the balls on this kid. It evoked emotion out of me. So good job, Tyler Milliken.
But what did you tweet, Murray? You
Milliken makes me hope the Red Sox lose every game by 10 runs. hearing something like that, like in any aspect in life, it was like the Al Horford thing. Like you don't get what you're watching with Al Horford. Like Celtics fans like that, like, ugh.
You people didn't.
Oh, like, yeah, see, I know Jimmy was one of them too, and I love you, Jimmy, but like, oh, you people don't understand. You don't know what
screens,
you're watching.
The pick and rolls. Oh, Al Horford, I'm so glad he's back.
In any aspect, Saint Anger is really a good album by Metallica. Your ears don't work. You don't get it. No, it stinks. It stinks. And what baseball has turned into stinks. I'm sorry. It does. So you want to blah now about what they've done. Okay, yeah, they've played really well after they blew a huge lead at the trade deadline. And if you math lovers, Milliken, they still mathematically might miss the playoffs. Now it's premature to be like, oh, no, you don't know what you're watching. No, this team, Heim's done it, guys. You don't know. Heim is dunking on you.
The narrative that people want to flip on Chaim Bloom, you get dunked on again and again and again. I don't know when these people are going to learn, but he's going to keep dunking on you, and you're going to keep looking like clowns.
All right.
It's great. Oh, gosh.
All right.
By the way, I just looked it up. In his time with the Yankees, Anthony Rizzo has 6 home runs and 18 RBI. And Kyle Schwarber with the Red Sox has 6 home runs and 17 RBI.
Those are antiquated stats, Mass.
Oh, right, they don't count.
Dinosaurs.
No good. They don't count.
Well, you're stupid. You don't get it.
Oh, no.
It's the modern baseball. Oh. The Red Sox fans are stupid.
Okay. Tony, how many errors does Rizzo have?
I would like to withdraw that take. Then.
The antiquated stat, too. What's his zone rating?
I'd like to take it back. That's a take back.
Your phones, as promised. Tim in Charleston. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Tony. How many wins do the Baltimore Orioles have?
No idea.
47. How many? They get 8 of them against the Yankees. Okay? 5-1-1 games. Their pitching staff beat the Yankees. How can they toot the Yankees' horns?
So, Tim, thanks for the call. That is literally, and I hate to break it to Milliken and Karabas, your prime demo.
Yeah.
The guy literally, his teeth.
Tooting the Hans.
I make the joke that most of the baseball fans, their teeth are on the table next to their chair. I think his teeth were literally on the table next to his chair.
New York.
I don't know what his point was. The Yanks have gotten...
They're terrible against Baltimore.
I know. So he said, why are we tooting the Yankees? I'm not tooting the Yankees horns. I don't even have a rat's ass about the Yankees. I'm just telling you. I mean, to me, it's all about how the Red Sox are playing. Well, it's that simple.
It all comes down to this weekend and then the wild card game. We'll see. So why? Just it's simple. I'll take the loss. If the Yankees flame out this weekend or in that wild card game, I'll take the loss. Will you? Will you? Can you? Can you do it? Can you be mad enough to say the results are the results?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Milliken.
Oh.
And Karabas and that ilk.
Are you talking to me?
Here's Bert in Berlin. Hi, Bert.
Does anyone find it ironic that the guy who committed capital murder on the White Sox gimmick uniform is now the poster boy for Red Sox gimmick uniforms?
Okay, go ahead, Maz.
Yes, he's right. Chris Sale, they had the throwback day, and he shredded the uniforms. He cut them all to pieces, completely lost his mind. It's part of what got him out of Chicago. And what I would tell you is that was really a symbol of what the bigger problem was, that he didn't believe the organization wanted to win. And so I think here he does believe that. Whether it's true or not is debatable after this trading deadline, but he does believe that. He just hated what the White Sox stood for.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't blame him.
Fair point. We did some Bruins earlier. Jake in Alston wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, first of all, shout out to Tyler Milliken. That's my buddy. But anyway, Felger, what is your deal with David Pastrnak? I mean, you know, he had a rough summer. He's just kicking back, having a beer at Fenway. Who really cares if he sits there and does that? I mean, athletes go to other games all the time. But it seems like your quarrel with him is something bigger than we've ever heard before.
Sure. I don't think he's a serious professional. I don't trust him as a professional. I don't. So when I see him the night before training camp at the game drinking beer, it's like, again, I hate to be this guy, but I'll be this guy. So it's really just a jumping off point to me with Pastrnak. Do you get it, dude? I mean, do you really want to win at a high level? Do you really know what it takes? And are you willing to prepare yourself that way? On the ice, off the ice, the whole thing? I don't think he does. I don't think he has in his career. So whether he's there or not, that's how I feel about the guy.
Yeah, so look, on the bigger point, I don't think there are, you know, I think there are, let me rephrase, I think there are a lot of people who would agree with you. Because there are times...
No, there's very few who agree with me. Oh. Very, very, very few. Whenever I criticize Pastrnak, we get this big wave of resistance from Bruins fans, which is, to me, I don't know, Bruins fans, don't you want to win? Do you think he's...
No, they just want to tweet the gifts of pasta, like when he scores, like you get the big plate of pasta. It's a shame you're really not on Twitter, Mike, so you can enjoy that. That's always fun.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking
make
about.
It would make you crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tweets of a plate
of pasta.
Yeah,
just a big plate of pasta.
I don't think the guy gets it. I don't think he gets it. So when I see that the other night, it's just a trigger, I guess. Here's Mike in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. So I'm one of Murray's 70-year-old demographics still watching baseball. Regarding his sartorial complaints about the Red Sox uniforms, look, it's about the superstition. To be honest, look, if the Patriots make the Super Bowl this year, they're going to elect to wear their white visiting uniforms. If they wore the blue, they're going to lose because somebody's going to make a circus catch and snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
Something like that. You know, whatever's working, Maz, right?
Yes, whatever's working. The real reason Murray would be 100% behind that if it were the Patriots, but he hates the Red Sox, which is really, again...
Because of Milliken.
Right. It's really the uniforms are nothing more than a vehicle for Murray to express his distaste and hatred for the Red Sox, which is fine. And for, I really should say, for baseball as a whole, which I can't necessarily blame him given what it's become. But the unis, ride it. Ride it. Absolutely. I told you, that game they played Friday night when they put on those unis was the best game I've seen them play in a long time.
It's not just that. So this may come as a surprise to a lot of people, but I do like order, like in certain aspects of life. And I think it's gotten way out of control with the uniforms in all aspects of sports. I hate the new Patriots uniforms. I didn't think that they needed to be changed. I don't like that there's this growing trend in the NFL already 2 weeks into the season that the home teams are wearing their road uniforms. I hate that the NHL has done that going on 20 years. So these stupid yellow uniforms make the Red Sox red, not yellow, not blue, red, make them look like idiots.
I'll tell you, there's only one occasion in which the Red Sox wearing these unis would piss me off. right now. And that is if they played another team who had a similar uniform of the same color. That drives me bananas when they have similar uniforms at the same time. Then you can't tell who's who when you turn the TV on. Who's at bat? Who's in the field? Who's on offense? Who's on defense? It doesn't really happen.
Well, the guy at bat has the bat.
Well, I mean,
that's how you tell.
No, but I mean, which team jackass is what I mean. Like, if they're both.
I never have a hard time figuring out who's at bat.
Well, because they usually.
He's holding the bat.
Okay, they usually don't have the same colored uniform either. But if both teams are wearing white and they were all white unis, you would start to wonder which one's which.
Final hour to go. These items are on the board. We'll reset Alex Guerrero now piping in as well. Another country heard from on the Brady Belichick front. We'll get to that after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.